The UN Security Council holds an emergency meeting on Ukraine's crisis. Russia slammed Ukraine's pro-Western government for escalating tensions on a threat to use force against protesters in the country's east and south. Meanwhile, the U.S. accused Russia of being behind the armed seizures of state buildings in eastern Ukraine. Iran's foreign ministry says Tehran is seriously pursuing its complaint against the U.S. government's denying a visa for Iran's newly appointed U.N. envoy. It also accused the U.S. of violating the international law as well as an agreement between the U.N. and Washington. The UNHCR Director for the Middle East and North Africa Bureau warns of more suffering for Syrian refugees if international donors fail to fulfill their financial pledge to Syrian refugees. New figures revealed that of the $6.5 billion requested by the UN, only a fifth has been delivered. A passenger bus was rammed into an immobile tractor and burst into flames, killing at least 36 people and injuring four in southeastern Mexico. The victims were reported to be regional business people who were traveling from the Tabasco state capital to Mexico City. An all-female delegation of Austrian and Swiss university lecturers and religious experts are in Tehran to attend a conference on interfaith dialogue. The group is pursuing a European project aimed at getting familiar with women of different religions in Iran and how they communicate interculturally among each other. And six of eight Afghan presidential candidates have rejected the partial results announced on Sunday and called for a probe into the fraud allegations. The election body, however, says it will take weeks before ruling on the issue. The UN has appealed for calm until the vote count ends. Israel has confiscated nearly 100 hectares of land in the Etzion block south of the occupied Jerusalem outlets. In reaction, a Palestinian Authority official said the move shows Israel is more concerned with expanding its occupation of West Bank land than these so-called peace talks. The Macedonian's incumbent president, Georgi Ivanov, is leading the country's presidential race with almost 52% of the votes. A runoff is set for April the 27th, since a candidate must gather votes of more than 50% of all registered voters for an outright victory in the first round.